Welcome to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. I'm your host, Michaela, from MichaelaJ.com. I'm a manifestation mindset coach and blogger. If you're ready to dive in deep, get real AF about your beliefs, and manifest the life of your dreams, then you're in the right place. I'm dishing out everything you need to go from broke to bougie, first class to world class. If your hashtag life goals involve luxury, travel, and being the boss of your own life, then get ready to embrace your mindset, magic, and manifestation powers. Let's do this. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. It is your girl. It is I, Michaela J, here to teach you how to manifest your next level luxe life. Let's get into it. Happy Friday. We're back with another Friday quickie. And I wanted to share with you guys a conversation that I was having with my trainer, Steve. We talk about Steve all the time. Me and Steve have great combos. We were having this conversation after a training session one day a couple of weeks ago, and I just brought up this topic of balance. And I can't even remember what exactly we were talking about. I think we had had this conversation around Thanksgiving, and I was saying that I was working that weekend, and just opened up this dialogue about work and life balance and comparison and what society deems as balance versus what we think is balance. And I just wanted to bring it to the podcast because I feel like it's a very interesting conversation and brings out some good potential shadow work. So, do I believe in balance? Let's just kick it off right there. I believe in balance, but in a different way that everybody else does. Because I think when we think of balance, we immediately go to the societal programming we've had. Work-life balance is the very first thing that comes to mind. And along with that, when I say work-life balance, what's the first thing you think of? For me, I think of Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Right? And then you have your weekends off, you have your holidays off, you get your 2 weeks off a year, whatever the fuck. And that is your work-life balance. And for some people who are in the corporate world, those lines are a little bit blurred, especially with like the accessibility of our phones now, lots of emails on call for phone calls, working in different time zones, so on and so forth. That's what I immediately think of balance, right? And what about you guys? Like, I wish we could like just chat. I wish I could hear back what your thoughts are while I'm saying all this stuff, like a convo. But I was telling Steve that that's what I think of when it comes to balance, but I don't look at it that way myself because I don't have like a Monday through Friday 9 to 5. And a lot of people don't anymore with work from home, different hours. A lot of people are more flexible. If you own your own business, you're on your own schedule. More and more people are becoming content creators and like influencers and Instagram models. So again, that's on a very different timeline. And I think when we, especially with how the world is shifting and with a lot of work being online, a lot of people starting to work for themselves, we get kind of caught up in this concept of balance, of feeling like you're never in balance, feeling like, oh, maybe you work too much, or maybe you're just like living life too much, you're not working enough. And it boils down to comparison. We're either comparing ourselves to other people or we're comparing ourselves to, again, this societal programming of Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And we were talking about this and I'm like, I feel like if you were to look into my life, there are some weeks where they would say I just like live and exist too much and I don't work enough. And then there are other weeks where I work too much and I don't exist enough and I don't rest enough. And depending on somebody else's idea of balance, they would be like, Michaela has absolutely no fucking balance in her life at all. And we were just like having this conversation and I'm like, I think people need to start asking themselves, like, what does balance mean to me? And what do I want balance to look like? You don't have to compare yourself to somebody you see on Instagram and their version of balance. You don't need to compare yourself to what society has deemed as quote unquote normal, like the 9 to 5 vibes. A lot of times I do lives in the evening. Some days I won't start working until like 3 p.m. Some nights I'm just on a grind and I'm inspired and I'm in my office until 10:30 in the evening or 11 o'clock. Or sometimes it looks like me taking a bath, but I'm like answering emails and messages on my phone. It's going to look different for everybody. So this weekend, I want you to think about like, what does balance mean to me? And what does your higher self think of balance? Like, what is the work-life balance she has? And we can also take this and extend it to other areas too, like the balance between your alone time and being around other humans. And then taking that even further of like, what's the balance in seeing like your partner in a relationship and then friendships and then family? What's a good balance for you there? And when Steve and I had this conversation, I brought up the point that like balance is different for everybody because a balanced diet is different for every single person. We all have different genetic makeups. We all have different body types. Our bodies all respond to things differently. Some people can have gluten. Some people can't. Some people can do sugar. Some people can't. Some people are allergic to peanuts. Some people aren't, right? So everybody's quote unquote like balanced diet is going to look entirely different. So I would challenge you this weekend to look at your beliefs about balance. Currently, do you feel like you live a balanced lifestyle? Why or why not? I think that's a very interesting thing to start with, because if you're like, oh no, I feel like I have no balance at all. Well, what are you comparing it to? What does balance actually look like for you? Because once you define your version of balance, you might have like a perfectly balanced palette for you. And when I was thinking about this, that's what I realized myself. You know, if you had asked me like a month ago, do you think your life is like, do you have a good like work-life balance? I would have said, hell no, like absolutely fucking not. Like some weeks it's like a good balance. Some weeks I'm working too much. Some weeks I'm not I feel like I'm not working enough, blah, 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 blah. But when I check in to my version of balance and when I really look at like, okay, my next level self, how does this all play out in her life? I'm right on par with that. And that's where we need to be. On par and in alignment with our next level selves and never comparing with other humans, because everybody's journey is so different, only making the comparison between where you are now and where your next level self is. Because that dissonance, that space in between, we want to close that gap to start to create some quantum leaps in our manifestations. So I hope that you guys got something out of this cute little episode about balance. I hope this gives you some stuff to think about. It's just an interesting conversation to have because a lot of things in our lives, we don't stop to question. And I question everything all of the time. And the more I tell people about these little things I question, it sparks really interesting conversations because not a lot of people think this way. So I realized that and it's like, okay, we need to start talking about this stuff on the podcast, just the workings of my brain. So your homework for this weekend is asking yourself, do I feel like I have a good like balance in my life? I keep saying work-life balance, but this could be any type of balance, right? But so yeah, do you have a good work-life balance? Yes or no? Why do I feel that way? What is the comparison? And then look at, is that the actual balance you personally want yourself? Or is that the balance that somebody else is imposing on you? Just some interesting stuff, some elevated thinking, some next level conversations. I hope you loved this. If you did, make sure you share over on your Instagram story and tag me. I'm at the Michaela J. And if you guys can't find my Instagram, the link is always in the show notes of the podcast. I will talk to you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Thanks for diving in and getting your daily dose of personal development with the Mindset, Magic, and Manifestation podcast. If you loved this episode, leave a rate and review on iTunes. For notes, details, and more information, check out michaelaj.com. See you next week.